Hello and welcome to another Comics Burst from the Full Force Podcast, sponsored by Distant Planet Comics and Collectibles, where we take an in-depth look at the newest G.I. Joe comics and related titles of the week, with me as your host, Chris Backlog McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me on this episode is Brian, go on, I'll sort your backlog out, Hickey. On this installment of your absolutely favourite kind of burst, we continue with our catch-ups with two issues of A Real American Hero. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this comics burst. G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, issue 257, The Cobra's Venom Part 2. Dr. Venom continues his evil schemes, and not even his Cobra comrades are certain whose side he's on. The only thing for sure is that he needs to be stopped, no matter the cost. But is G.I. Joe up to the task? So, Brian, is G.I. Joe up to the task?
Bet your goddamn ass they're up for the task.
Are they up to the Yeah.
They're totally up to the yeah. They're up to their in deep trouble with See, you don't have to do an edit there. With Dr. Venom. I mean, picking up from where we left off on 256, this is a great little series. I'm really loving this. Love this opening panel. We've got Dr. Venom kind of going a bit even more insane than he already is, trapped inside the body of this huge mech. And he's about to rain all hell on our Joe team and Dr. Mindbender. I think we have Storm Shadow in the mix too, locked inside the body of a super battle android. And he's kind of off to the sideline in a pile of rubble somewhere.
Which is, I find that really interesting as well, actually, because I know obviously they've been delving into the brainwave scanner a lot in recent years. But I quite like the thought of this, you know, this guy, you know, having the Storm Shadow memories on download and just being able to lob it into anything they've got nearby. Like you could have like a toaster with Storm Shadow's memories in it. I just find that really funny. But I think he's pretty cool. And in this particular comic, I actually really enjoyed the pace, and I really enjoyed the art on this one. I really thought the art was really spot on.
The art of this whole series is absolutely fantastic. You know, you've got Ron Joseph, Brian Shearer, and James Brown. I mean, a superb art team working together, and it's fantastic. And very similar, I think, in style to S.L. Gallant, who we haven't seen in a while, and whose art I've come to really love on the IDW's Real American Hero series. So we really like that. A couple of standout things in this issue. We've got Bombstrike with a lightsaber. That's
that's bad.
That's pretty cool. And obviously, as the tension builds over this story, we get to see Cobra Commander becomes aware that there is a crisis happening in his base. We get to see the Cobra's kind of security forces really come to bear on the situation. Some great kind of Cobra trooper figures coming into the mix. We've got our Heat Vipers, our Frag Vipers. And in the thick of all that, Venom just getting even more and more insane as he rampages through the Cobra base.
There's nothing more satisfying than seeing lots of different types of troopers, and to throw in Heat Vipers, Frag Vipers and Techno Vipers in this one specifically, it just really... And the detail of which they're drawn, I just find just beautiful. There's one little panel which really gets me, and it's the detail that goes into... And it's very... I mean, it's a mundane panel, technically. It's just a shot from behind of the Frag Vipers, and you can see all the little details in their grenades, in their backpacks. And I just thought that was really, really cool. Like, the figure has obviously been used for reference here, and they've gone to real depths to kind of recreate that kind of style of the backpack, the pipe, and the kind of Hyalai throwing arm.
I love that. And of course, in standing in front of the Vipers, you've got Cobra Commander acting like a commander.
Yeah.
And giving them the orders, Frag Vipers, front and center. He's taking charge of the situation. And you're starting to think that, this guy, maybe he's competent and can actually lead an army. But of course, I love that as the story evolves, Storm Shadow, it trapped in the body of the super battle android trooper, stands up to Venom and asks him to stand down because he's destroying the Cobra base. And we have suddenly this kind of face off now between Venom and Storm Shadow.
It's really cool. And I love the fact that he takes that bed sheet, or that kind of tablecloth, and kind of rips it up and wears it as his, like, you know, kind of literally recreates Storm Shadow. I just think that would be, that would make for a really, really awesome custom and or release of a figure.
That would actually, I would love to see that figure. That wouldn't be that difficult custom to pull together.
Probably not.
Okay, that needs to happen. Someone out there, make it so. did I just do a Star Trek thing there?
You did,
oh,
yeah.
Jesus, oh my God. But what I particularly, obviously this issue, it's all out action. What I particularly love, though, is as the situation spirals more and more out of control, you really see, you know, the heavy artillery side of Cobra coming in to deal with the situation. And as Venom blasts his way out of the base, out into the open area, at this stage now he's captured Cobra Commander. And we have a situation where there's his tanks, there's Fang helicopters, there's a lot of Cobra troopers coming in to deal with the situation. Cobra Commander is kind of trapped in one of the claws of Venom. And we have the issue ends brilliantly, I think, where there's a truce made between Storm Shadow, the robot Storm Shadow, and the Joe team to work together to deal with this crisis.
I like that they pick up the Heat Vipers like grenade launchers as well. I think that was really cool. And another little thing I want to point out, again, this is in relation to kind of details that just make these kind of comics for me. And that's a little shot where, like you were talking about, the Cobra Commander was kind of like leading the battle. Baroness gives him some like tactical advice, saying it's a bit rash and dangerous just lobbing grenades down the stairs. We should. And before she can finish what she's saying, he's like, I did not ask for your tactical advice, Baroness. So he's already like, you know, he's just impervious to any critique at all. Like, he just doesn't want to know. He wants to just blow up. And what? But it's not just that. It's the panel just below that where we see the feet of the Heat Vipers walking in, and Techno Vipers, because some of them don't have the grenades on their legs, and you can see because of those grenades that the rockets on their boots.
Yes.
And I really like that touch. I think it's one, it's just a really nice visual. Two, as a fan, you know exactly what you're looking at here. You can see that it's the team of troops that he has, that he's ordered through the door, basically, who get absolutely torn apart by Dr. Venom's kind of weapon. But I just love that little touch of showing the rockets on their boots, because, you know, that might not have happened. You know, you might not have seen that. It might have been the case they just did a load of boots walking through. And, you know, even though as fans you'd be saying, oh, that must just all be Techno Vipers, you know, whatever. But the fact that they actually put the rockets on there as well, I just think that's just a really nice touch.
You know, that is an artist who has not only done the research, but really loves the subject matter. Like, yeah. they take that level of, they didn't have to do that.
Exactly.
Still would have worked, but by putting that level of detail in with the, you know, the rockets on the boots, it's a superb little touch added in there.
So what would you give this particular issue, 257, as a potating then, Brian?
I particularly love this sequence of you know, this kind of story arc. And even there for a few months, we had our special missions, kind of one-offs. I was waiting a long time for this story to come back to the, you know, come back to the fore,
yeah,
on Real American Hero. So I'm still loving this, really, really enjoying it. Struggling a little bit that this kid Milo is, you know, kind of toting a gun all over the place, and suddenly seems like he's as competent as the Joes, and he's got these amazing hacking skills that have come out of nowhere. So that's something that I'm, because of that particular character in the mix, I'm not going to go for my usual 5.5
potatoes. Yeah.
I'm going to go with 4.75 potatoes. But overall, this really is another great issue. It's all action. And I love that, you know, particularly love that as we come to the end, we've got this unholy alliance with our kind of robot Storm Shadow and the Joe team.
I will also kind of mirror what you're saying, but I'm gonna go with 3 on this one for a couple of reasons. One, as much as I do like the story, and I really kind of, you know, I've been enjoying it, it's been fun and all that kind of stuff, I do feel like that sometimes the story arc dwells in the same place for too long, and I feel like when you've had like 3 or 4 issues in the same area, it does tend to get a bit fatigued for me, especially if you don't have any kind of anything else pulling it away from that area. You don't have like a subplot or something else going on. So I think just for that matter alone, I would have liked to see, I just would like to see a bit more variety. I do, though, love the fact they're just pouring in with different types of troops, ones we don't see that often. Heat Vipers, Techno Vipers get a look in every now and again, but very rarely. and the Frag Vipers as well. We've seen, again, a few bits and pieces here and there, but it's nice to see them get some shine. So I'm going to go with the 3 on this one. And I would actually go as far as to say that it's going to improve in the next issue for me. But let's do that now. Let's flip on over to 258. The Cobra's Venom Part 3. Dr. Venom has transferred himself into a giant android, but the transfer was incomplete. Dr. Venom's in there, it's true, but it's an insane version of him. Will G.I. Joe have what it takes to stop a true mechanical monster in its tracks? Yeah, they do. Spoiler alert, of course they do. Otherwise, this would have been a pointless thing to do. Before we get into this one, Brian, I love this issue, more so than the last one, mainly because we move scenes, so we've got something different to look at, and also we're still getting an influx of like, you know, the odd unused characters, what with Strato Vipers. We get a really quirky flashback, which I'm sure you'll explain in a second as well, and we get a really, I don't know, like quite an important after effect as well, which I'll come to once you've had your chat about what you think, you know, how you thought this issue was.
This is even better than the last issue. Absolutely love this, except for one thing. Where the hell is Storm Shadow?
Agreed. That's the only thing.
Where the hell is Storm Shadow? We have this set up in 257. Storm Shadow and the Joes put aside the differences to deal with a common enemy. And there's no Storm Shadow in this. We'll come back to that. But overall, taking this on its own, we have the all-out action continues. We've got this opening panel. It's the Baroness. Two dead or wounded kind of Cobra troopers at her feet. There's fire, there's smoke, there's carnage, and she's taken charge. Cobra Commander's been captured. This is a competent battle leader. There's air support coming in to deal with the crisis, which is Dr. Venom in a mech suit. And when you turn the page, you get this amazing double page spread, which beautiful. You don't often get. And we've got our Rattlers coming in, and they are letting rip on Dr. Yeah. Venom. Absolutely, I mean, this gorgeous. Is a beautiful scene.
No, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly with that one. Yeah, and we also get a cheeky Strato Viper in there as well. So it's like, you know, great. We get a visual of them, as opposed to usually you just see the Rattlers fly over. You don't really get much in the way of the pilots in them unless they're a main character. So that's another really nice touch, I think.
Just one thing that I haven't really commented on before, and it's worth noting, Dr. Venom's face as it appears in his kind of, there's a screen attached to the mech suit where he has his face projected onto that. That's a lovely, just a really well done, really executed part of the character, being able to give him this kind of evil face. It just makes it, yeah. It just makes this kind of mech suit much more menacing,
emotive,
than just a typical robot.
Totally.
And I guess that insanity across really, really well.
I've already said in the past that I think it looks like one of the pole position computers consoles from that cartoon. But I agree. I think it's really, I love that yellow and kind of dark orange, like burnt orange kind of color scheme for the face as well. I think that is a really nice effect, and with that kind of lines going across it, as if to kind of almost like say, well, it's technology, but it's not that highly advanced. Do you know what I mean? Like, I do like that aspect of it. I think it's really neat. I love the fact that you see from his viewpoint as well in a couple of these scenes, and it's kind of like that heat vision.
Yeah,
kind of looks like the Predator. I think that's really, really cool too.
That's a really nice touch. And in fact, that you know, kind of segues nicely into our Joes. You know, join the fray now. Like they've kind of letting the Cobra, forces take the brunt of kind of Venom's assault. Now they're coming in to kind of sort the issue out. And what I love that Hama has made a real, you know, character, a real leader out of Bombstrike. And we see her as well in Silent Option 2, which is, he seems to have latched onto this character.
I love Bombstrike. I love her.
Absolutely. You know, didn't know as much about Bombstrike prior to these particular issues. But love that this character is in the story and is a real leader in the Joe team. But it's Bombstrike. Bombstrike takes the lead, does some nice aerial kind of acrobatics, and digs out some explosives from, is it a crashed his tank? A damaged his tank?
I believe so, because it's got a Viper in there, hasn't it? Yeah.
And then, you know, kind of places those strategically on, the Venom bot, so that Ambush and Sightline can do some real damage. And is it Sightline that gets injured?
Yeah, Sightline gets a huge, like, I mean, he takes a hit to the leg and it obliterates his leg, what it appears to do. And that's what I was talking about in terms of like quite an important kind of outcome in this battle. It's like there's a serious injury here, and this isn't just one that, you know, what the classic bullet in and out kind of maneuver. This is like a destroyed leg. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do in the next issue with that. But the other thing I was going to mention too is, obviously, you know, you get Bombstrike jumping in with that lightsaber and kind of literally taking Venom out, and then you go through that really nice black or brown, like sepia tone flashback, where his whole life flashes before his eyes. I actually really enjoyed that. I thought that was like quite a nice little touch, and also quite sad, tragic. You know, you see that the sad, tragic youth kind of growing up thing. I really did think that was impactful.
It's a beautiful little sequence, kind of just tucked in there into the story. And, you know, for anyone who maybe is not familiar with Venom's backstory, I suppose it's a theme that's kind of come up before with some of these other Cobra characters. You know, that maybe we see it with Baroness in the special mission focus on her, where she comes from a rich background, but her parents are kind of you know, treat her like crap. But in this case, Venom's father is particularly cruel, and he gets Venom to kill his own puppy, you know, saying that it's irresponsible to have a pet, you know, and then how that kind of, you know, beats him down. And then he himself, as he becomes more of an adolescent and then a young adult, becomes more and more cruel himself. It takes us right through how he, you know, he kills his own father, which is particularly
tragic.
Well, I was going to say sick, but yeah, tragic would also work. And, you know, and burns down, you know, the place where he went to, the place where he went to college, burns that down. And ultimately, his how he meets Cobra Commander, and then, you know, his that kind of fatal showdown with Quinn as well.
I must admit, I found this a really good issue. I loved the fact they managed to kind of squeeze that in the way they did. Like, you know, Larry's done really like a good job there of kind of having the, you know, it's the battle, then, you know, literally they get the upper hand, they kill Dr. Venom, you know, in this form, his face goes, the screen goes blank, and then you have this like that is just really nice, good timing as well, with the whole thing of having all Quinn and all the people that he'd killed, you know, his father and then everything, like, as you said, kind of coming towards him in like zombie form, and then, like, you know, then fizzling out, like, you know, that's just, it's tragic, it's hard, it's depressing, it's really impactful. Like, I don't want to say that you feel for him, because you can't really. He's an evil bastard, but, you know, obviously there are things in his life that have led to that.
Well, I think you mentioned it, you know, before, I think maybe on the last Comics Burst, that Hammett, particularly lately, he's jumping back into characters. And so it's not just all-out action. He's taken moments to go back and focus in on the character, to help develop the characters, and let that drive the story. And he does that really, really well, I think, in this series. And then that particular sequence that we've, you know, that we've just described, he does it particularly well.
With that said, Brian, what would you give this in the potatoes department?
I'm going full on 5 potatoes here. This is just fantastic stuff. I know on the last one I was kind of held back a little bit, but, you know, Milo, he's not featuring as much in this one here, and we're certainly not toting any guns in the action. And I'm thinking this is just classic Joe all out action storytelling with a lovely little nod back to Venom's past. Absolutely love it. 5 spuds.
I can't really argue with that. This is one of my favorite A Real American Hero issues for a while, actually. I mean, there have been some pretty good ones in recent memory too, but I fell right into this one. And just to kind of give the readers a heads up, the viewers and the listeners a heads up, we're actually going to be doing issue 259 after this as a separate episode. And I've, you know, spoiler alert, I've already read ahead to that one, and that's a beauty as well. So I'm really digging this. I love the fact that there's going to be some fallout with you know, with Sightline and all that kind of jazz. But yeah, really, really cool, really into this one. And obviously it would be remiss of me not to mention Gary Gogglehead, who the character Sightline was, you know, the toy was based on. Rest in peace, Gary. And for the anniversary of his passing actually came up quite recently, so it's, you know, good timing to talk about that too. So I would, yeah, I'm gonna give this one a 4.5 for me. Absolute belter. I'm not gonna go full 5 spuds, actually, mainly because I like the next one. Okay, Brian, thank you for jumping on, mate. Really appreciate that. We'll be back on doing A Real American Hero, issue 259, hopefully not too long from now, in the next couple of, maybe next week or so. And we may even have a couple more issues to talk about then as well. Thank you, Brian.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force Comics Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Brian Hickey. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you'd like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback, questions, or just a troll. Look out for more of these comic bursts on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, our Facebook page, Twitter feed, and YouTube channel from now on. Full Force. And a big shout out to our sponsors, Distant Planet Comics and Collectibles, located at 601 Business Loop 70 West Suite 263, located in the Parkade Center, Columbia, Missouri. You can visit their website at distantplanetcomics.com and on Facebook at facebook.com/distantplanetcomics.